They are actually Strings Angels, international female violin band. And as you can hear, they can play. They're from Eastern Europe, currently based in New Delhi. Check this out. In addition to the violins and cello, they can also play the drums, saxophone, and keyboard. They are serious. Wow. Just four of them putting out all that music. Okay. Animal testing. We started with the cons the last time. And so this time we'll start with the pros. If I'm not mistaken, we started with the cons. Because I actually flipped a coin. And we all agreed that we would go ahead and just alternate back and forth. I said I would do it that way this time because I didn't want it to get too heavy as we talk about some of the reasons for discontinuing animal testing. Yeah, it can be kind of heavy now. So we're going to do the same thing today. We're going to go back and forth, back and forth. We're going to strictly alternate. We're not going to do, as we do sometimes, two pros in a row, two cons in a row. We're just going to go ahead and just one at a time. One pro, one con, one pro, one con, etc. All right, so we're with the pros now, where they're saying, yes, animal testing should be continued. And their main point now is that animals themselves benefit from the results of animal testing. Here's some of what they say. These are some of the reasons they say that. If vaccines were not tested on animals, millions of animals would have died from rabies, distemper, feline leukemia, infectious hepatitis virus, tetanus, anthrax, and canine parvovirus. Treatments for animals developed using animal testing also include pacemakers for heart disease and remedies for glaucoma and hip dysplasia. Animal testing has also been instrumental in saving endangered species from extinction, including the black-footed ferret, the California condor, and the tamarins of Brazil. Koalas, ravaged by an epidemic of sexually transmitted chlamydia. Does that throw you for a loop? Animals with STDs. How? Koalas ravaged by an epidemic of sexually transmitted chlamydia and now classified as endangered in some regions of Australia are being tested with new chlamydia vaccines that slows the rate of infection and treats early stages of the disease. The American Veterinary Medical Association endorses animal testing. I have got to ask again, how did these koalas contract a sexually transmitted disease? How did they contract chlamydia? How did that get in them? Okay. Con number five. That was pro five. This is con five, where again, they're saying, no, animal testing should not be continued. Their main point here is that animal tests may mislead researchers into ignoring potential cures and treatments. They support that point by saying that some chemicals that are ineffective on or harmful to animals prove valuable when used by humans. Aspirin, for example, is dangerous for some animal species. Intravenous vitamin C has been shown to be effective in treating sepsis in humans, but makes no difference to mice. FK-506, tacrolimus, used to lower the risk of organ transplant rejection, was almost shelved because of animal test results, according to neurologist Aisha Akhtar, Dr. Aisha Akhtar. A report on Slate.com stated that a source of human suffering may be the dozens of promising drugs that get shelved when they cause problems in animals that may not be relevant for humans. All right, Pro 6. This is Pro Comment number 6. And again, the pros saying animal testing should be continued. And I'll say this one more time, and I know you get it. I won't say it anymore after that. All right. The pros saying animal testing should be continued. Cons saying no, animal testing should not be continued. Here's pro number 6. Their main point here is that animal research is highly regulated with laws in place to protect animals from mistreatment. Here are their supporting points. In addition to local and state laws and guidelines, animal research has been regulated by the Federal Animal Welfare Act, the AWA, since 1966, as well as stipulating minimum housing standards for research animals, which include enclosure size, temperature, access to clean food and water, and others. The AWA also requires regular inspections by veterinarians. All proposals to use animals for research must be approved by an institutional animal care and use committee set up by each research facility. Humane treatment is enforced by each facility's IACUC, Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee, and most major research institutions' programs are voluntarily reviewed for humane practices by the Association for Assessment and Accreditation of Laboratory Animal Care International, the AAALAC, Association for Assessment and Accreditation of Laboratory Animal Care International. All institutions receiving funding from the U.S. Public Health Service must comply with the Public Health Service policy on humane care and use of laboratory animals. Here's Pro 6. Where now their primary point is that 95% of animals used in experiments are not protected by the Animal Welfare Act. The AWA, as a supporting point they make, does not cover rats, mice, fish, and birds, which comprise around 95% of the animals used in research. The AWA covered 812 animals used for testing in fiscal year 2016, which leaves around 25 million other animals that are not covered. These animals are especially vulnerable to mistreatment and abuse without the protection of the AWA. Now, some of you who were with me Monday and heard this discussion, thinking about some of what was written about eyes of animals being open, clipped open so they could not close their eyes for days at a time. Okay, wow. All right, more on this when we come back. Stay with me. We'll see how things are going when it comes to animal testing. And try to put you in a position where you can make a well-informed decision as to whether you say it should be continued or discontinued.